WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Coming up, rediscovering Eddie Harris. This is Fresh Air. Tenor saxophonist Eddie Harris came from Chicago and had a minor hit in 1961 with his version of the theme to the movie Exodus. In the 60s and 70s, he made a ton of records for the Atlantic label, everything from straight-ahead jazz to X-rated party records. Harris kept recording till his death in 1996. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Harris made a lot of good records, but the commercial albums he recorded starting in the 60s made his disreputable reputation.
Eddie Harris, 1966, on tenor saxophone, although his high notes are so strong, you might have mistaken that for an alto at first. In the 60s and 70s, those jazz fans who thought the music was under siege from Philistines had little use for Harris. Whatever jazz musicians weren't supposed to do, Eddie Harris did. He played covers of AM radio pop songs, looked for airplay himself, used background singers, an electric piano, and electric saxophone. So he was no good. Never mind that Eddie Harris was a fantastic saxophonist who'd play pieces that invited comparison with Sonny Rollins or John Coltrane and got away with it and still sounded like nobody except Eddie Harris. Here he is on the technological marvel of the minute, circa 1966, the Varitone, an amplified saxophone rigged to an echo unit and Harris's favorite toy, the octave divider. Back in Chicago, they call playing like that blowing snakes. As you can hear, Eddie Harris had amazing timing, made all sorts of unsignaled turns, and had a distinctive timbre that even survives amplification. The next wave of commercial saxophonists, like Michael Brecker, obviously admired him, but they favored hard, relentless attacks as if they were biting down on their reeds. Eddie Harris almost sounds like he's swallowing his. His sound is rounder, seems to come from the back of the throat. It makes him sound more like a bullfrog.
Thank you.
That was Mean Greens. Eddie Harris sounded good not in spite of playing groove music, but partly because of it. Playing those 60s funk rhythms helped sharpen his incisive phrasing. You can hear James Brown in his timing, as well as the easy, greasy blues feel typical of Chicago saxophonists. All this music comes from a 2-CD reissue of 4 LPs Harris made between 1965 and 68. It's called Greater Than the Sum of His Parts from the 32 Jazz label. This is the period when Harris started playing the electric saxophone and really went looking for an audience. He's backed up here by everyone from ultra-swinging drummer Billy Higgins to background singers Melba Moore and Valerie Simpson. Unlike other jazz musicians who went for the gold and silver, Eddie Harris never sounds like he's slumming. He'd make the fast steeplechases sound easy and then make the gimmicky electric sax sound better than it deserved. Most everyone else who used an echo unit sounded like they were playing Row, Row, Row Your Boat. Back when the tastemakers were shunning Eddie Harris, the folks who bought commercial jazz records sure knew how good he was. Now that those listeners have largely moved on to other pleasures, the jazz nascenti have discovered Eddie Harris for some of the same reasons we used to stay away. He was non-judgmental and resisted hierarchies of music long before multiculturalism or postmodernism became buzzwords. So now Eddie Harris is finally getting some respect from the experts, only 30 years behind the general public.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of the new book, New Dutch Swing. He reviewed Eddie Harris, Greater Than the Sum of His Parts.